conversation with a stonemason. 1. The marble squares are perfect. With mallet and chisel, you, Enrique, Nava, and Edina, sit in the Oaxacan Exhibit Hall in the National Museum of Anthropology, Mexico City, behind a glass screen, as if you are part of the display of ancient artifacts behind you, the gods' shards and gargoyles that peer over your shoulder from shelves. Area in mantenimiento, reads the little white sign on the screen, area being repaired. On a shelf behind you, description of Monte Alban, its apogee in the 7th century, its wealth, of mistaken artists who centuries later reached their own height of influence and refinement. 2. On one knee you lean forward, right hand with mallet handle tamps the marble into place, left hand holds the square steady. Through the screen you look up at me, alert, head topped by a mass of slate-gray hair, sleeves of your blue work shirt rolled back. The round face of your watch dial shines white against the skin of your hand. A wheelbarrow now rests on the right with a small shovel in it. Leans on the freshly mixed cement, a little stack of bricks beside it on the floor. Figures behind you, level with your back, emerge now, almost smiling, quizzical, amused. 3. The two side panels of the screen move inward to enclose you with 6 gods on the lowest shelf. You are polishing the floor, strewn with empty bags of cement, your workman's cap, the pail, and an old broom. Kneeling, you look straight ahead at me. Your brown skin blends with the stone figures. Your expression repeats their expression, half satisfied, half questioning. Now you are entering the past, and they have become your present. It is all about time. Enrique speaks. Senora, you visit me again. Each time you stare and write in your notebook, you stare so deeply. I am at work and feel comfortable and, since you are curious, happy among my ancestors from a wealthy past. Never mind my overalls and my labor. I like to work here, to be with them. Something grand in their presence. They speak to me. They drop their time into my pockets. Do not look at me and say, poor Enrique, centuries ago his people were rich. Look at me and say, Enrique, I know you are a rich man.